Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
I'm just scribbling. I'm writing like the first three letters and just fucking just trailing off with whatever. I just don't give a fuck. This whole like last 3 days have just, man, more. It's like this whole week has just been complete fucking garbage. It's just completely fucking pig fuck. So I guess, I don't know. Beginning of last week, my fucking foot's just swollen up. It itched like a motherfucker, so I scratched it, and then my whole fucking foot just blew up. My leg blew up. I went to the fucking dermatologist, and this idiot never says anything. I'm gonna find a new one and just stop going to this fucking guy. Because I told him the deal and what was going on. He just, try this. Didn't even tell me, like, what it was, what could be causing this shit. And just like, you should make an appointment with the vein doctor. I was like, I already did, you fuck. That's why I came here, because she said that she's not a dermatologist and I should see a dermatologist. And this is clearly a fucking skin thing. So then I made an appointment with the vein doctor. That's Thursday. You know, by then my foot will probably be fine and back to normal. And she'll just look at me like a fucking asshole. And I'm just saying, well, you know, I just kind of did it to prove to myself that fucking the dermatologist, the spermatologist I'm going to is a fucking dildo. And this just was going to be the final nail in the coffin. Thank you for seeing me. Here's your insurance money and whatever. It's fucked. And so, like, the last 2 days, I've been taking Benadryl, and I didn't know those motherfuckers will knock you out. The shit's like fucking drinking a bottle of NyQuil. So I'm just trying to work and, like, slowly getting tired. Like, what the fuck? The weed ain't that good. So I'm like, does NyQuil make you, not NyQuil, does Benadryl make you drowsy? Yep, sure the fuck does.
Fuck yeah, it is probably the first thing it says.
Yep. So yeah, the last 3 days have definitely been fucked, but this whole week with my fucking leg and foot just blowing up again, this is goddamn ridiculous. Like, it itches so bad, it's fucking maddening. And when you scratch it, it just blows the fuck up. Can't win, Joe.
And maybe now fucking Aleve instead of Benadryl.
I've been having a little cocktail, pill cocktail, as they call it. It's fucked. And then since I got this new internet, fucking the printer won't recognize because it's on the old Wi-Fi. and I fucking can't get it to hook up to the new Wi-Fi. They say, hey, how about you uninstall it from your computer and reinstall it? Terrific. Uninstall it. Now the fucking thing can't find a printer. It's fucked. Completely fucked. It's not like I got a bunch of shit to ship out tomorrow. I got to print fucking labels for. It's fucked.
Completely fucked.
Yeah. So now after this, I'm going to fucking go, like, I was working on it for an hour and a half before this. Sorry, that's why I was a little short with you when you texted me. So I was like, God damn it, Joe, I'm struggling with technology. Let me just fucking do this. And, you know, it's just completely fucked. Completely fucked.
Hey, but you know what? Really, all doctors are vain.
And now you're on a different computer and it sounds like garbage, Joe. This is going to be the worst episode ever.
I wouldn't go that far. We've had some pretty bad ones.
Yeah, and luckily those are all lost because the Horophilia Network is shut down and BoyGob.com only took over like half of them.
BoyGob.
So that's good. But I don't know. This is... Tune in next week for a much better episode.
Yeah. A better one.
I'm doubling my list. I don't even know what them fucking Irish, mate. Hey, St. Patrick's Day's coming up. You ready to list your top 10 leprechaun movies or movies featuring a leprechaun? Let's hear those honorable mentions, Joe.
Leprechaun.
It's a good one.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Mm. That's about all I know. I don't think that... Well, I never saw it, but you watched that General Mills movie, right?
That General Mills movie?
Yeah, didn't you watch a movie with a bunch of sponsors and shit?
Oh, Food Fight?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you saw that.
Wasn't,
If you came Lucky over Charms in
guy
that...
in it?
The what? The who?
Lucky Charms guy.
No.
No? Okay, well,
they
fuck
didn't have that kind of money.
Mm.
They only had Charlie Tuna money. And Mr. Clean. Oh, so how has your week been? Mine's been great. Hey, and look, I'm noticing my fucking hands are breaking out in eczema now, too. It's terrific. How's your week been, Joe?
It's just been doing a lot of drinking.
So it's been great.
Like, a lot. And not sleeping. And that's it. That's it, really.
Why haven't you been sleeping, Joe?
I don't know. I mean... I'm not, like, fucking stressed about anything. I'm just not sleeping well. So, I just stay up. And, like, I haven't watched a whole lot of movies because I don't feel like doing that. Reading comics and playing Fallout, that's it. Doing shitty paintings. Like, really shitty.
It was good.
Yeah.
I like that movie, Monster.
Hey, I'll be the first one to say it sucks. In fact, I was.
It's all right. I painted a couple pretty shitty octopi myself this week, so. I hears ya.
I saw you did a gay version. Yeah, like a rainbow Cthulhu.
I just looked up, like, different colored octopuses and shit. Didn't really come out like the picture. That's all right. I'm not feeling that mask anyways.
Well, I decided to scale back and not do, like, real people. So right now I'm painting the Frankenstein from Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
Yeah, but you know what, Tom? It wasn't really Frankenstein.
No, it wasn't. It was just a guy in a mask.
It was, yeah. Trying to scare people away for some reason. I don't know. Probably had to do with money.
Yeah, I actually have that figure. It doesn't have a changeable head, though, which it probably should have.
Mm-mm.
But it was reasonably priced. I think those were like $6 for a 2-pack at the old Walmart.
Yeah, see, if they'd have just had the figures by themselves, I'd have got them, because I wanted that one and the deep sea diver. but like they'll come with fucking Craig or fucking or whatever. It's like, nah, man.
From South Park.
Come on, I'm not gay. I don't want this dude.
Oh, good old Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Well, you like Scooby-Doo then, do you?
Not really. I mean, I did when I was a kid.
You just wanted the monster figures?
Yeah.
Because you're a little monster kid?
Yeah, I'm a monster kid. Who fucking calls themselves that, man? What a bunch of pricks.
A lot of people. I'm sure you see a monster kid.
No, you're not. You're just gay. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to disguise it anymore, man. It's like 2021.
Oh, they are monsters, though.
They are. They're predators. But we'll get to that.
I see that a lot in the mass community. People referring to themselves as monster kids.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it out loud. I've just seen it like written. I think I'd like fucking start cracking up in somebody's face if they came up and seriously said, oh yeah, I'm a monster kid, you know. Well, I'm straight, so you're wasting your time.
What if they came up to you and said, I'm a monster kid. Arr.
They're $10 each. Famous monsters of filmland fucks.
I'm a mole.
But he is.
Oh, shit. Well, speaking of Scooby-Doo, I watched the newest Scooby-Doo movie. I think it was called The Sword in the Scoob.
Do they go back in time?
Dago? What's that supposed to mean, you fucking racist?
Is Shaggy Italian?
Hey, forget about it. I don't know, but him and Scoob, or Craig as you call him, take a back seat in this movie that's, you know, named after him. And it's pretty much the Velma, Daphne, and Fred show.
Fred, that's his name.
Yeah, Craig's the name of the dog.
Well, yeah, I guess they couldn't really sell it if they put them on the cover and not Scooby and Shaggy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, does Scooby Dumb still come around?
Not in a while. I don't think it's PC. I think what? His name is...
Dog? My dog's pretty dumb. I mean, there's nothing un-PC or PC about it. I don't... Fuck.
My dog's pretty dumb, dog.
Fucking, let's just cancel Scooby-Doo.
Well, after this one, I wouldn't be adverted to that, or adverse, whatever. I wouldn't mind it. Luckily, it was only like 77 minutes with the, what's it called, the credits? I'm sorry. Today is just pig fuck of a day. What was I? Scooby-Doo. They go back in medieval times, but it's Scooby-Doo, so they don't... Yeah.
They don't watch the show. Right.
Pretty much, but it's the Renaissance Festival.
Ah.
This definitely could have just been an episode. This was easily the worst one since the Scooby-Doo. I think it's Scooby-Doo and the Jetsons, maybe? No, I think that was the WWE and the Jetsons one. Yeah, the WWE Scooby-Doo movies, both of them are better than this fucking thing. And that's saying something. You know, I don't like medieval shit, as we chronicled many, many times. But this was This was just boring. It didn't have any of the clever and, you know, unique going in different ways type shit that the last Halloween movie, not the last Halloween movie, but the last Scooby-Doo movie, Happy Halloween Scooby-Doo. Like, that had a lot of funny shit in it, and they brought in, like, Scarecrow from Batman and shit. They tried to do different things. This was just a long, drawn-out episode of Scooby-Doo. More like Scooby-Don't, am I right?
Hold on. I'm writing an idea for next, for top 10 medieval times movies. Go ahead.
Well, Joe, I don't have any honorable mentions, and I only have one movie listed. My number one, The Sword and the Scoob. But yeah, fuck this movie. Even if you like Scooby-Doo and medieval times, Scooby-Doo's barely in it, and it's just a Renaissance festival, so fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hey, Joe, what'd you watch? Anything?
I watched Crazy Stupid Love. This is a chick flick, but it's a chick flick for guys, Tom. It's about a guy whose wife tells him, hey, I fucked somebody else, so they split up, and he's gotta learn to be cool, you know, to be hip, learn how to talk to ladies. So this other guy that sees him in the clubs all the time takes him under his wing and shows him how to dress and how to woo the ladies. And he does. He starts meeting chicks. He fucks Aunt May. Aunt May's in it. And then he finds out that, you know, he was a cool guy all along, Tom. You know, it's one of them Ugly Duckling movies. Yeah, he gets his wife back or somehow, and the guy that was teaching him ends up fucking his daughter.
Nice.
And, yeah.
His two-year-old daughter.
And then some, his son's babysitter gives the son naked pictures, and that's like kiddie porn. This is an odd movie. It's an odd movie. It's not funny. But, yeah, it's like, who is the audience for this? Because, you know, it's a chick flick, but it's not, you know, because it's not the chick's perspective, and I don't really see chicks giving a fuck about anybody in this movie.
What's up on them pictures, though?
Yeah, it's that one dumbass from fucking the 40-Year-Old Virgin. So it's that same movie, but without all the Star Wars jokes, you know?
No, I've never seen it.
Well, if you did, you would cry like Kevin Smith. Why? It would reference all the things you love.
Like fucking in the butts in a jacuzzi?
Yes.
Yes. So, would recommend?
No. I mean, I watched the whole thing. I'm an asshole. So, fuck, I don't know. You can put it on for background noise, and maybe you will look up and like, hey, that's Aunt May. And that's it.
Nice. Watch some more Third Rock from the Sun. Not getting through these as fast as I thought I would, so I guess that's saying something.
Because it's pretty shitty, yeah. It's like the same joke over
that's
and over.
That's all right. It's just, I don't care.
Let's see how they do in the bank this episode.
I bet there will be some squinty-eyed wackiness.
Yeah. Some loud talking.
Like, and they keep mentioning, like, how hot, quote-unquote, Sally is. And, I mean, I'm sure she's a pretty lady in her own right. But I think they might, I don't know, I don't want to say rude things. But I just...
I don't remember her, so I don't have an opinion.
She's the giant, tall woman.
She's a big, bulky lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember what she looks like.
And there was, like, an episode where, like, a bunch of real supermodels they hired to play aliens, and she infiltrated them. And it was just like, well, you know.
Yeah, like I said, and I don't remember what she looks like. I don't know if she'd be good enough to trap me, so to speak.
Not passable.
No, that ain't working, lady. Lady.
Like, now, they make a lot of those jokes, too, so it clashes. It's fucking weird.
Hmm.
Like, one minute, they're fucking saying, oh, she's a supermodel. And then other mentions are just like, oh, yeah, in the logs, it says you were born a man. So, they're playing both sides of the field, I guess.
Maybe I don't know. Gender in Melmac, where they're from, or whatever.
Are you on the Wikipedia page?
No, I think that was Alf's planet.
Okay. They also ate cats.
Did the V people eat cats too?
I think those were like rats or something.
Ah, maybe.
Or I guess little mammals, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an alien thing.
I wonder if Robin Williamson did.
Nanu, nanu, I'm going to kill myself.
Me too. So what'd you watch?
I watched season 2 of Arrow. I don't know. I can't remember much of it. Michael J. White's in it. You know, whole Spawn himself. He plays a bronze tiger. And I think the real cut-rate version of the Suicide Squad was in this. Amanda Waller's, like, skinny. It just sucks, dude. I don't know why the fuck I'm watching it or why I watched it. But, yeah, there's nothing to it. It's not good. It's not well acted. There's nobody really attractive in it. It's, I don't know. I don't know why I'm watching it, Tom. But on to season 3. I'm sure that'll be better. I think it's one of these shows that people always tell you, no, you just got to get to the 6th season, and then it gets good.
Then just start at the 6th season.
Might as well. It's not like they're fucking doing anything that I give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I think, pardon, they had a couple cool characters show up in either that or Flash, but I mean, you just look at the picture and be like, okay.
Well, I watched the first episode of Flash too, but I'll wait till next year when I finish this first season to let you know how that is.
Can't wait.
But the first episode's already better than anything that I saw in Green. They don't even call it Green Arrow. They just call him The Arrow. Fucking asshole.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So this is the Arrowverse. Tom, that's what they call this shit.
Would recommend?
No. Oh. Just a prick watching this shit for no reason. No fucking good reason. I give people a bunch of shit about watching crap that sucks. But I don't watch it and praise it, you know? I'm not going to fucking go watch WandaVision and like, oh, it's so good. You just got to get through. You got to get to the 7th episode, man.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Yeah, and I don't need to see Coming to America too. Fuck y'all. Yeah,
I'm good on that.
Yeah.
I will probably take a day when they're all out and watch Captain America and Bucky or whatever the fuck, because I'm a Zemo fan. So we'll see. He wasn't great in the MCU so far, but they got his mask on him now, so we'll see.
And you like Will Smith a lot, so...
Yeah.
There's that.
He was a man in black, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now I'll skip out on that, too.
I'll let you know if Wonder Man finally shows up.
I don't give a shit about Wave TV or whatever the fuck they're calling this.
Yeah, you do. You love it.
Mm-mm.
As long as it's DC.
Yeah. No, but I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to say it's good. You know, I'm a big Swamp Thing mark, and that sucked. That fucking sucked.
It was pretty good, though.
You know, I'll watch Doom Patrol probably next, and I don't know. People seem to like it, but these are people that don't read comics, so fuck them.
But I mean, you're a big Beef Rage guy too, so.
You know, but if you want to fucking hear about Coming to America 2 or WandaVision, just listen to any other podcast. Anyone. Just take your fucking pick. Because I'm sure they're talking about that shit. But no, we're talking about the after your shit fest or whatever. We'll get to that.
You danced on graves?
Oh, fuck. Will we get to that? Damn. What'd you watch, Tom?
I watched a train go through the snow.
The Polar Express. That's a good one.
Wasn't a fan of the animation so much.
Kind of creepy looking, huh?
No. Just kind of erotic, I think, would be the word I'd use. Or okay. Sensual, maybe.
You're
sensual.
A monster kid, aren't you?
Oh, you want to come into my house and see all the monsters I got strewn about?
It's your episode name, Monster Kid.
No, I already got it written down.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I have a giant life-size mantula to show you.
Y'all are welcome.
All right, time for the pants-off party. I'll show myself to the way out. Thank you very much. Yeah, so I finally watched the old Snowpiercer. So, if Joe rewatched it, this is probably going to be my last chance to watch it and it be relevant. So I watched it. It was all right. Pretty fucking long. But it was all right. You could have chopped a good 20 minutes out of there and we would have been okay.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. There's definitely some stuff they could have cut out. But it's just a fun, goofy fucking action movie. Because, you know, what I see it as, it's like the TV show, which I'll get to in a bit. It's very, very different in tone from the comic. You know, it's got over the top action and some like crazy shit with that one lady whose name I always forget.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. Yeah, like her over the top shit with her character. But yeah, I just think it's a fun flick.
Yeah, I popped like when they was like, all right, the time is now, and then they like started attacking.
Now's the time.
I was like, oh shit, all right, fucking get them. And then as it went on more, I was just like, all right, we kind of already saw it. If it's not going to be better than the first time, don't keep doing it.
Get them. Get them again.
But yeah, it had some good stuff in there. I like seeing the fucking dad and kid from The Host again.
Yeah.
I like that he keeps putting that dad in stuff. That's nice of him. He was Mr. Parasite, I think.
He was Mr. Parasite. His driver around.
He was. I just wish I could understand what he was saying because the one I saw didn't have subtitles or anything, so.
Well, a lot of the time when they were using that little translator device, like they didn't translate shit. Like you couldn't hear what he said anyway. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of the time where he's talking to his daughter that they translate that. But sometimes they just leave it and they're like, fuck you.
Yep.
Figure it out.
Well, I mean, I still kind of got it and could tell that he was a good actor or an actor I liked. I don't know if I could tell if he was a good actor. But I do like seeing him and shit. Mostly POV films, but
you know, if he transfers that even in shit that you have to read subtitles, if the guy's like staying in your memory, then yeah, he's doing something right.
Yeah, I'd probably if the Criterion Collection releases this, I'd probably watch it again, but I don't know. I said I'd never watch Parasite again and I haven't yet. But I bought the Blu-ray. So, you know, I'd probably pick this one up to maybe watch it again, but it was okay.
I still got to watch Okja.
Okja.
Okja!
I mean, you'll probably like it because it's a story about a boy and his dog, but the boy's a girl and the dog's a giant hippo pig thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean,
but you rewatched The Host and you said that didn't hold up, right?
I still like it, but not as much. And just like The Host, some of the CGI and Snowpiercer's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That didn't even hold up at the time.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't know what those bars were at first. I was like, was that like centipedes and fingers and shit? What the hell's... I had to look it up, and I guess it was just cockroaches. Okay.
Yeah, that didn't look good at all.
Then the snowflake coming in through the bullet hole or whatever, that was pretty bad. All yeah. The train stuff outside looked pretty bad.
It did, and that ending is just a piece of shit.
That's good. It lets you know that there's hope and life can start living again. Stuff's starting to melt. Polar bear is able to survive, so they have their nice polar bear jackets.
You know, they had to have been able to survive for quite a while. So, like, things had to have been warming up for a while. Yeah, but
and then they're all going to gangbang the little host girl and
at the end, turn people. You know, and it's just, what, the little girl and the fucking baby?
That's it? They're all going to incest out the population. It's going to be a nation of wrong turnites.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, that ending sucked.
Hey, maybe the little white kid who fucking put himself in the fucking motor or whatever, he survived. Who knows? But yeah, it was nice to find out that Ed Harris wasn't a pedophile. He was just using them as slave labor.
Right, he's a good dude. And I was thinking, is his head all fucked up like that, or is that makeups?
After he got hit by that semi truck on the set of Knight Riders, he's never been the same.
Yeah. So what'd you watch, Tom?
That's it.
Well, I watched Snowpiercer season 1.
Hmm.
You think the CGI in this movie's bad? Fuck. The show, I mean, the exteriors that they show with the train just zooming by. That looks horrendous. It looked like old fucking video game bad. This one is more like the first few episodes are like a murder mystery. Like, they pull the guy up from the back of the train because he was a cop. And they need him to investigate a homicide. Homicide.
I like calling them homicides.
Yeah. And but he's like trying to entice a revolution, which they do, but at the end of it, like, another train is behind them, and that's Mr. Wilson's on that train, or Wilford, or whatever the fuck.
So there's two trains?
Yeah, two trains are running.
Hmm.
And well, it's not good. It's not good. This show fucking sucks. I'm not going to watch the second season.
Yeah, it seems like that'd be a pretty dumb fucking idea to make a TV show out of this movie that already did its thing.
And it's the same dude, Bong Joon-ho, is like the big time in the producer thing on it. You know, he doesn't direct any of the episodes, but he's like the money behind it.
Nah, he was probably just getting money to put his name on there.
Probably. Fucking Koreans. I don't know. I guess if Lisa wants to watch it, I'll end up watching it. She liked it.
Did they get J.D. Salinger's kid to play fucking the guy starting the revolution?
No, it's a black Rastafarian guy. It's got dreadlocks. That's a missed
opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know his name. What's her name from Career Opportunities? She's running the train, but time's not been kind to her. I remember her being like really fucking hot. Now she's like, whoa, what the hell happened, lady? Get it together.
Give me 50 feet.
Yeah. Fuck. I wish my vision was going already worse than it is now. Don't recommend. Do not recommend.
So would recommend?
No.
Oh, okay.
Then I watched The Dark and the Wicked. It's about a brother and sister that come back to the farm in Texas, the ranch. because their daddy is dying. He's bedridden, and he's just got, you know, a few days left. But something's up with their mama. She's saying, you shouldn't have come. I told you not to come. Because there's like an evil spirit that's going around fucking with everybody. And the mom kills herself, and then they start seeing the mom. Even after she killed herself, so this is like ghostesses, but it's an evil spirit, Tom. And there's a lot of deceptiveness with this evil spirit. And this movie's good, but it's just kind of pointless. You know, it's just kind of, all right, all these people are fucked. And usually I'm cool with that kind of movie. You know, it's like, yeah, a sense of despair. But I don't know, this one was just missing something. But overall, it's well done. Probably the only tolerable movie I've seen on Shudder so far.
They got one
Mortuary Collection was okay.
They got one coming out called Slacks. I'm gonna see if I can find
Slacks, like
yep.
The pants.
Yeah, it's about a pair of killer pants. Remember, you're gonna make that movie about the killer T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then they stole it and just made it about pants. Just
made it about khakis, huh?
Fucking pricks.
Sons of bitches.
Yep, I mean, I'd sue.
I will. Let me get a beer first, though.
All right. Hey, while Joe gets a beer, you can head on over to fastcustomshirts.com and get yourself a DWN Productions shirt in black only. Speaking of which, shout out to Mr. Herring of the Red Variety for getting that DWN production shirt. You're a very nice gentleman, and I appreciate all the other fine, fine folks who picked one up at fastcustomshirts.com.
Yeah, he had about 3 shirts, so that was pretty good.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah. Luckily, I already have that screen, so.
Oh, thank fuck.
So, I'll put them all on white, though. That's what they're getting.
I'll expect a check in the mail.
All right. I'll give it to you in Houston.
Sure you will.
Yeah.
Give it to you in Houston.
Sure you will.
Fucking monster kid.
All right. This is some bullshit that you wanted to do.
What's this segment called?
I don't know. 8 Films to Cry For,
okay.
After Dark Shit Fest, take your fucking pick.
8 Weeks to Die For.
So this was a, independent film festival type thing that they did around the U.S. One day, right? Or one weekend they would show these movies?
Yeah, After Dark Films, they got together their best movies that they were going to release. And they said, you know what? Let's get a collaboration with AMC Theaters or whoever will show them. And let's just do a weekend where we show all 8 of these movies. We can get horror fans to go out and watch it. They don't have anything better to do. There'll be at least one of these movies that they'll like, and we'll pocket all the money. And they had like a Miss Horror Fest pageant and some other shit around it.
I meant to look those whores up.
Ladies, like, Joe.
Because they're listed on the Wikipedia page. Yeah, I mean, obviously I lived in Corpus at the time and they obviously didn't show these there. But I remember when they came out, I was such a fucking horror mark that I thought, hey, well, I can drive to San Antonio and watch like a day's worth of movies. I'm glad I fucking didn't.
Well, have you seen any of these before?
Yeah, I mean, because when they had a big push when they came out on DVD. So I'd bought a few of them then. And, Fuck. The one I did see in the theaters is Abandoned, and I liked that one, and I think I own it. I've been going through my movies, and I'm finding shit from the second After Dark Film Festival that I haven't seen.
Good, we'll get to that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If I don't kill myself, if they're all as bad as this one.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of picked this one first because I walked out of it. So I knew it wasn't when I was in the theaters. This was one I seen and I walked out. So let's just get this out of the way and get this one done.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is the worst of the lot.
It, this acting gave Species The Awakening a run for its money.
Tell us the name of the movie. What are we talking about here?
Oh, we're talking about Grave Dancers.
Grave Dancers.
Mike Mendez, I think he directed it.
Yeah.
He also made the movie Real Killers.
I'll tell you, this movie makes me wish there had been a Species 5, just so I could put off watching it for another week.
Yeah, this movie was what you would call a fucking mess. It didn't know what tone it was going for. It was all over the place. And then you get to the end, and they add, like, fantastical Looney Tunes-esque elements, and you're like, what? The Haunted Mansion? What's going on here?
You got, three friends that get together at a friend's funeral that they haven't really hung out with each other.
Two friends.
I don't know.
You got one guy who's one of the most hateable movie characters ever. He just shows up after the funeral like, let's go have our own funeral, guys.
What? Yeah. And that's what they do. They go have their own funeral and dance on graves. Because they find
They danced on graves?
Yes, and they read some envelope with some poem on it. And after that, this guy's wife is getting haunted. Why is she fucking getting haunted? She wasn't there. She didn't dance on a grave. And the movie starts out with some other chick getting killed. Or getting beat up, like a ghost is boxing her in her room. It's really funny. And then the ghost hangs her or something. And they don't come back to that, right? That has nothing to do with the movie?
No, that's just, you know, it's supposed to be like, oh, I guess she read one of those envelopes too.
She danced on a grave.
She danced on graves?
So, yeah, so they're getting haunted and, you know, ghosts are doing, like, shit like prank calling, you know, just calling and hanging up or playing the piano.
Is all I said.
Yeah, or making the lights flicker, you know, scary shit.
Making the chicken dance.
Fuck. Yeah, it just sucks. I don't know. There's nothing to it. It's not scary. It's not dumb enough to be funny.
The tone's all over the place. The acting is pretty bad, and most of the people you've seen before, you can't name them, but you know you've seen them in something before. There's like a plot twist where the big revelation when they're talking to these paranormal investigators. I said, why do you think you guys are
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, there's that. So why do you guys think you're haunted? Oh, we danced on graves. And then this fucking Velma broad said, you danced on graves? And then 20
this
minutes
is horrible
later,
that you dance on the grave.
And then like 20 minutes later, plot twist, she kept the skulls. It's like, you were shocked that they danced on graves, but you're hoarding human skulls.
So, and just so you know, if you ever dance on a grave, the only way to break that curse is to dig up the remains and bury them somewhere else.
The reburying.
Yeah. So further desecrating their graves is the way to do it.
So you got like all this kind of played straightforward, like, scary-ish, not really scary, but, you know, it's being played serious for the most part. And then at the very end, there's just, like, giant glow-in-the-dark fucking spectral monsters from the underworld pop up like you're on a roller coaster ride or something. Like that last 10 minutes, it switches tones once again, and you're just like, what? Did fucking old sweater boy, what the fuck's his name? The Master of Horror Homecoming guy? Joe Dante. Did Joe Dante direct this last 10 minutes? What the fuck's going on here?
Cue some goofy ass Richard Elfman music or something. Danny Elfman.
Yeah, the masks that they use for the ghosts, those look cool. Like if it was just like a standalone mask. But it doesn't really fit the tone of the movie.
You know, they'd look all right if they'd have just flashed them, but, you know, they linger on them too long, and then it's like, oh, that doesn't look that good.
At least you could tell they're masks.
Right, they're masks, yeah.
So, I mean, just like as them in masks, if you were to buy them and, you know, like display them in your house, somebody's like, oh, that's pretty cool looking. Like, oh, it was in the movie Grave Dancer. Like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I got All right, I'm going to head out. But yeah, I can totally see why I walked out of this movie in the theaters. I was surprised by that last 10 minutes, though. Because that definitely was something else. It was like some Jumanji shit. Oh, yeah, it was what it was. It's in the old for sale bin. So if you come down to the Horror Market pop-up part 3 at fucking Forever Brewery or whatever the fuck, come and buy it. Maybe I'll just give it to you.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So what is next?
Tell me, because I picked this one.
Oh, shit. I don't have a list in front of me. Just fucking pick one at random. I don't give a shit.
Okay, let's do the Hamilton.
Dark Ride. All right.
Dark Ride, okay.
That's the one I remember now.
That's the only one I liked from this one.
All right. I'll try to find it.
If you don't have it, I can mail it out tomorrow because I have 2 copies if my printer works.
All right, I'll check to see if it's online anywhere tonight.
Or hey, did Man Bat ever make its way to you?
It did.
Yeah. Did you look at it and be like, oh, this figure isn't as cool as I remember? It kind of sucks.
No, the legs and shit are weird, but no, Dutch says thanks. He really appreciated the poster. He got a thrill out of the CD and poster. So.
Oh, great.
Went and got him a little frame. A little 11 by 17 frame.
Well, good. Glad I was able to facilitate.
Yeah, and he's got his own playlist and shit already.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's a bad road you're going down, kid.
If he ever needs a mask, let me know. I know a guy.
All right. So when we last saw Spidey, he'd got amnesia. And the Doc Ock told him, hey, you're my partner. We're fucking stealing this one thing. Yeah.
Nice.
So this is part 4 in this storyline. And yeah, Spidey's like, well, fuck, why am I partners with this guy? But he's saying that I am, so I guess I must be. But I don't know. I feel weird about this. And what's this tingling going on in my head all the time I'm near? Oh, and Doc Ock is like, hey, look, dude, you're just my fucking lackey. You need to go rip off this plutonium shit that I need to get this nullifier going again. So he does. Spider-Man just like, yeah, all right, I guess so. Meanwhile, that fuck Gwen Stacy and Harry Osborn go and fucking get Aunt May all upset, saying, hey, you seen Peter? We hadn't seen him in like 3 days. Oh, fuck. You know she's got it like fucking nervous condition and shit. She just got out of the hospital every episode or every issue, and you want to go fuck with her like that. But anyway, Jonah Jameson is pissed off. Anyway, Spider-Man does steal that stuff and takes it back to Doc Ock, but him and Doc Ock get in a fight, and I don't know, Doc Ock gets captured. They're going to lock up Spider-Man too, but he says, "Nah, fuck y'all, I'm out of here." So, and that's where we leave it off. Spider-Man still doesn't have his memory, but Kazar is coming next issue, so he'll probably give him his memory back, because he's Kazar, the master of mentalism.
And probably his lion friend.
Yeah, Lion-O. Sabu.
Yeah, yep. At least this arc's over.
Is it though?
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now even Romita seems to like care a little bit less with each issue. You know, his dynamicism, or maybe it's that DeMeo fuck. It's not putting
the right.
You know, I don't know. It's just, it's not good. Not good.
I think the Leaster's getting to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So you like lists?
I wouldn't say that, but I've got one.
All right.
We are doing our top 10 tough guy movies. Yeah, the tough guys. You remember Rich Little, Tom?
Little Dick.
Yeah, the guy that did all the impressions. Yeah, I was trying to find one because I used to watch his specials because I was a dumb little kid, you know, watching everything on HBO. Oh, that's funny. He can do this voice. Oh, it sounds just like him. How does he do that? But there was one bit where he sang a song called The Tough Guys, and he did all these tough guy voices, like Charles Bronson and Clint Eastwood and, I don't know, everybody else, Lee Marvin, fucking, I don't know, whoever. Whoever was a tough guy, Rich Little did their voice. But I couldn't find it, so anyway, honorable mentions. My honorable mentions, I've got The Outlaw Josie Wales. Then I've got The Warriors. It's about tough guy gang members. Kind of gang members. I don't know what the fuck they are. They all have costumes.
They're cosplayers.
Yeah, they are. They're the toughest cosplayers on Long Island. I don't know. The island.
Strong Island.
Yeah. Then I have Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Roy.
Bunch of tough guys in this. Then I have 300. It's honorable mention because I haven't seen it since it came out, and I don't really remember if it's going to be good if I ever watch it again. Then I have any Zatoichi movie. Out of all 26 of the original picture pick, he's a tough guy in all of them.
So you say you have a 26-way
tie? 26-way
tie
for the honorable mention.
All right, now I can never get shit for when I do ties. Sure you can. I'll say at least it wasn't a 26-way tie.
Oh, it's not a tie. It's just like, hey, take your pick. And then, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's a tie.
Yeah. Oh, Zatoichi versus a one-armed swordsman. Yeah, that works.
What's his other arm?
His arm's gone, dude.
Oh. Doesn't have, like, a little saw in it or anything?
Mm-mm.
Zzz.
Actually, it's just, you know, tucked up in his sleeve.
They probably should have stuck it outside of a train for 7 minutes and then hammered it off.
They did that in the series, too.
Fucking pricks.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that guy from fucking Home Alone again, or?
No. No, it's just a bunch of dumbasses in the show.
What's his name? Daniel Sperm?
Daniel Sturm. I don't know.
So we had honorable mentions here?
Yes.
I have the JCVD classic, Sudden Death. Not to be mistaken from the Michael Jai White abortion, Sudden Death. Then I have the newest Shaft movie. I have wanted to put a Shaft movie on there. And since that was the newest one, I picked that one.
All right.
Then I have Punisher War Zone, or as some people call it, Punisher Whorehouse.
That's a good choice. And I don't know if that movie it would have made my list. Mm-mm.
And then I have Black Shampoo, starring Mr. Jonathan. And then I have Demons at the Door. If you're a fan of drinking beer movies and giggling, watch Demons at the Door. You'll have a good time. Number 10.
I've got the Charles Bronson classic, Hard Times. He's a street fighter, baby. And he's the toughest one around. He's a tough guy.
Who does he play? Chun-Li?
He's not playing, Tom.
Oh, shit.
Not playing at all. He's a tough guy.
Speaking of Charles Bronson, I watched, but I didn't hear, Mr. Majestic and the Mechanic. Because I had a podcast going while that was going on TV. So, I watched them.
They shoot the fuck out of those watermelons in Mr.
Majestic. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think
it was the devil's son-in-law.
I think on, what the fuck channel was that? One of these bullshit channels where they show movies with commercials. They've got that bronzy western, so I'm going to be watching that.
Oh, shit. Nice. Mr. Renee's just paying everybody to get his movies out there. Keep those $10 bills coming. Number 10.
It's your number 10.
Oh, shit. Black Dynamite. The Michael Jai White classic. In it, he plays a tough guy. Number 9.
The Raid. Redemption. Yeah, I've talked about this one before. A lot of ass kicking, a lot of tough guys in this.
My number 9 is also on my list because the lead, he's a tough guy. And that's Boss Radio Edit. The Radio Edit stands for Deep. Number 8.
I've got Escape from New York with Mr. Tough Guy Snake Plissken. You know, I figure, you know, I wear these sleeveless shirts all the time. The next time I get one, I'm just not going to print anything on it. Boom. Snake Plissken cosplay. I can be one of the warriors.
And you know what I'm going to say when you're doing that, when you're wearing that? I'm going to come up to you and be like, hey, I heard you were gay.
I thought you'd be gayer.
You want to go surfing or play basketball or something?
Let's play a fucking game of horse.
Here you know, my buddy Ten Deadslow, he's dressing in drag now. We can go hang out and play some basketball if you want. That's what we do in the hood. Number 8. It's me?
Yeah, you. Who the fuck else is here?
I have Death Wish 3. Because in it, Charles Bronzy plays a tough guy. That's my car. Number 7.
I've got Dread. Carl Urban playing Judge Dredd. He's a tough guy. When in Mega City, he is the law.
I have a movie with a bunch of tough blokes in it. I hope we're still referring to them as guys, because if we're not, I'm fucked. And that is Dog Soldiers, because they're all tough blokes.
They are tough blokes.
Mate.
Hey, what?
Number six.
The Jean-Claude Van Damme classic, Bloodsport. A lot of tough guys in this. He just happens to be the toughest. And he'll show everybody at the Kumite just how tough he is.
Tough guy. Well, my number six has a bunch of tough guys in it. And a tough broad. Coming straight out of Gary, Indiana. This is Original Gangstas. Probably would have been number one if instead of an S at the end, it had a Z. But you can't win them all.
Nope.
Number five.
I've got Rambo, First Blood Part 2. Because this one, he's the tough guy in it that nobody can stop. They sent him back to Vietnam to win this time in Part 2. Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
Well, my number five is also about an undocumented alien. And this is a tough guy from south of the border. Katana. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the this is the Japanese subtitles. This is Machete, the Danny Trejo classic, where he plays a tough guy.
Good one, Tom. Good one.
Thanks. Number four.
Number four is the urban version of Hard Times, I would say. And this is Hammer. Starring Fred the Hammer. Been a long time since I've seen this one, too, but I think I would still like it.
Because you're a boxing fan.
I am.
You're like kneeling on boxes and sucking dick.
And I'm a union man.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah, I used to work for the carnival myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my number four also stars Fred Williamson and Danny Trejo. And this has a bunch of tough guys in it and a little Asian kid. And that's From Dusk Till Dawn. Tough guys.
Those Gecko brothers. They're tough guys.
I call them the Lizard Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Both with Z's. And their sisters are the Lot Lizards. Number three.
The Patrick Swayze classic. And I'd say this one is a prequel to Dirty Dancing, and that's Roadhouse. Not only do you get tough guy Patrick Swayze, who you don't know if he's going to kick your ass or just start doing the cha-cha, but you also have Sam Elliott being an old tough guy.
Was he ever young?
And if that isn't enough for you, Tom, you got Terry Funk in there, too.
Hey, Patrick, you want to go out and drink after?
That was pretty good.
Thanks, tough guy.
Tough guy.
Number three, a movie that has some tough guys in it. Continuing with the tradition of my last two movies, I'm going to follow it up with another Jorge Garcia classic, and this is Sin City. tough guys. Cabron. Number two.
At number two, I have the most fucking testosterone-fueled movie ever. And that's Predator. It's just nothing but tough guys. But they've met their match in this illegal alien that's come to hunt them down.
Well, Joe, my number two is also the most testosterone-filled movie ever, with a bunch of guys hunting down illegal aliens, and that is the Pierre Gerson classic, Bad Taste. Not your typical tough guys, but no, they're tough not. Guys.
But they are. They are.
That's it. We're at number one.
Woo! Number one. Tom, where do you find the toughest guys around? That just happen to fuck other guys in the ass? And that's prison. That's right. And this movie, Undisputed, is about boxing and prison. Ving Rhames has been locked up. And he's playing Mike Tyson and wants to kick everybody's ass, including the boxing champ of the prison, Wesley Snipes. Tough guy movie. Tough guys.
Well, you do like that boxing.
I do.
Well, I'm going to continue a little bit of a tradition.
Well, let me stop you right there, because right, I'm pretty sure I can guess your number one.
Okay.
Day of the Warrior.
As much of a Buff Bagwell fan as I am, sadly it is not. And most of this movie takes place at night, now that I think about it. So we can call it Night of the Warrior if you want.
Okay.
Or we can call it by its normal name, and that is Planet Terror. It's got some tough guys in there. Like Fred Tom Prince. Savini. So, Joe, next week, we're going to keep the tough guys a-rolling, okay?
Okay.
Going to do our top 10 favorite pro wrestlers. Tag teams count as one. Or we can just do singles and save tag teams for another time.
That's a good idea, Tom.
So let's just do singles.
You know, they made an Undisputed 2 and 3 that I haven't seen, that I probably should.
I hope you enjoy that. I won't be watching.
I know, Tom. I know.
I don't want to see these gay sex prison movies you hyped up.
You're more into Greco-Roman wrestling than boxing.
Ah, yes. Lay on top of that man.
You and those Greeks, man.
That's where I like to take them to.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to the Greek. You ever see that one?
No.
It was erotic.
Mm.
And sensual.
And hairy.
Yeah, because that Jonah Hill guy was in it. He's a big fat one.
I don't know. He's got cancer now. He's looking like Kevin Smith.
Rest in empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you guys want to rest in empowerment, head on over to DWN Productions and buy some empowerment.
He already pitched you on Fast Custom Shirts. You don't want to hear it again. All you want to hear is Boy God.
Or taste it.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of wind beetles in winter, feeling that it's all a lot of oysters but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Go up the hillside manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.
Yeah. Yeah.